Imagine having X-ray vision that reveals the true health of any business, seeing beyond marketing claims and flashy websites to understand what's really happening with the money. That's the power of accounting. While it might conjure images of number crunchers hunched over spreadsheets, accounting is actually the universal language that drives every business decision worldwide. Warren Buffett wasn't exaggerating when he called accounting knowledge the most crucial skill for investors. Why? Because financial statements tell the real story of a company's past, present, and potential future, if you know how to read them. Think of accounting as the GPS system for business navigation. Without it, you're just guessing which direction leads to profit. The beauty is that once you grasp a few fundamental concepts, this seemingly complex subject becomes surprisingly accessible. Let's pull back the curtain on the principles that power global commerce and give you the financial literacy that most people never develop. At the heart of accounting sits one elegant equation: assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. This formula works like a perfect scale, always in balance for every business. Assets are everything a company owns with value: cash, inventory, buildings, equipment, and intangibles like patents. Liabilities represent what the company owes, while owner's equity is what remains after all debts are paid. This equation maintains balance through every transaction. Buy equipment with cash, assets remain unchanged, as you've exchanged one asset for another. Purchase with a loan, both assets and liabilities increase by the same amount. Pay employees, cash and equity decrease equally through the expense. The balance sheet applies this equation, capturing a company's financial position at a specific moment. It organizes assets from most liquid to least liquid, cash first, followed by receivables, inventory, and long-term assets, with liabilities similarly arranged from short to long-term obligations. Balance sheets reveal most when compared over time. Growing assets while reducing debt signal strength. Accounts receivable growing faster than sales might indicate collection problems. The balance sheet tells these stories if you know how to interpret it. While the balance sheet captures a moment in time, the income statement tells the story of what happened between those moments. If the balance sheet is a photograph, the income statement is a movie, showing financial performance over a period, typically a quarter or a year. The income statement follows a logical structure, starting with revenues, total sales, subtracting cost of goods sold, COGS, and arriving at gross profit. Consider a t-shirt seller who buys shirts for $3 and sells them for $8. Selling 100 shirts generates $800 in revenue, $300 in COGS, and $500 in gross profit. This gross profit margin, 62.5%, shows how much of each sales dollar remains after covering direct product costs. The statement then subtracts operating expenses, rent, utilities, salaries, to calculate operating income. After accounting for interest, unusual costs, and taxes, we reach net income, the bottom line. Many companies try to classify expenses as non-operating to make their operating income look better, which is why understanding financial statement structure helps identify potentially misleading presentations. The cash flow statement tracks where a company's money comes from and goes to, showing when cash actually changes hands, unlike the income statement, which records when revenue and expenses are recognized. For example, a consulting firm might record revenue in September when services are performed, but the cash flow statement would only show the money in October when payment arrives. The cash flow statement divides transactions into three categories: operating activities, cash from core business operations; investing activities, cash used for or generated from investments; financing activities, cash movements between the company and its owners/creditors. This breakdown reveals important insights. A company might show positive overall cash flow despite negative operating cash flow if they're borrowing heavily, a potentially concerning situation. Remember, profit doesn't equal cash. Companies can be profitable yet cash poor, or unprofitable yet cash-rich. That's why the cash flow statement provides critical insights the income statement alone cannot. Financial statements provide vast data, but ratios transform that data into actionable insights, enabling meaningful comparisons between companies of different sizes and assessing financial health across multiple dimensions. Liquidity ratios measure a company's ability to meet short-term obligations. The current ratio, current assets divided by current liabilities, indicates if a company can cover current liabilities with current assets. A ratio of 1.0 means the company has just enough to cover liabilities, while higher values indicate greater liquidity. Profitability ratios assess how efficiently a company generates profits. Return on assets shows how efficiently assets generate profits, while return on equity measures effectiveness of investor capital use. Financial leverage ratios reveal a company's reliance on debt versus investor capital. Higher leverage increases return on equity, but also increases risk. Two companies with identical $100,000 in assets and $15,000 in net income can show different returns based on debt structure. A company with a debt-to-equity ratio of 3 might show a 60% return on equity versus 30% for a company with a ratio of 1, appearing more profitable but carrying significantly more risk due to higher debt. Unlike personal finance's single-entry method, businesses use double-entry accounting where every transaction creates two entries, maintaining the accounting equation's balance and detecting errors. Debits and credits don't simply mean decrease and increase. Debits increase assets and decrease liabilities or equity, while credits do the opposite. Think of debits as affecting the left side of the accounting equation, assets, and credits affecting the right side, liabilities and equity. For example, receiving a $10,000 loan means debiting cash, increasing this asset, and crediting notes payable, increasing this liability. Paying $2,000 rent means debiting rent expense, which ultimately decreases equity, and crediting cash, decreasing this asset. This system offers key advantages. It ensures mathematical accuracy, as debits must equal credits, creates a complete audit trail, and captures each transaction's dual nature, showing both the source and destination of value. The humble journal entry, the foundation of accounting, powers business decisions worldwide. Billions of dollars change hands daily based on accounting entries that capture every financial event, from retail transactions to corporate mergers. Standardized accounting enables comparison of financial statements, allowing investors, banks, and managers to evaluate companies directly. You can compare organizations like Apple and Microsoft on metrics such as profit margins and operating efficiency. Accounting transforms individual transactions into meaningful financial narratives. Collectively, these entries create financial statements that reveal a company's health, challenges, and opportunities. Understanding these principles gives you an advantage in business, investing, and personal finance. When you see a balance sheet or income statement, you'll recognize the story they tell about a business's performance and potential. In a world where financial literacy is rare, your ability to read this universal language provides an edge few possess, transforming intimidating documents into windows that reveal any business's true nature.